This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams made an appearance on Fox and Friends this morning in a wide-ranging interview talking about his decision to allow immigration enforcement into Rikers Island. He also touched on his ability to continue running the city after more allegations from the outgoing U.S. attorney who resigned instead of dropping the case against Mayor Adams as the Justice Department had ordered. Our Juliet Papa has the latest.
Mayor Adams on Fox and Friends, sitting right next to Trump border czar Tom Homan, vowing to reinstate ICE agents at the city jail.
I'm able to do an executive order to put them back on Rikers Island, what they should be, what part of our criminal justice apparatus.
Homan says other plans are in the works.
First of all, getting to Rikers Island, step one. That's the first step. Mm-hmm. We're working on some other things that we don't really want to talk about in open air just because the city council will be putting roadblocks upon it.
He vows to work around the council and also said he'd be up Adams' butt, his words, if they're not carried out. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
This all comes a day after the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Danielle Sassoon, resigned because she was ordered by the Justice Department to drop the case against Mayor Adams. She added that she had actually been preparing more charges against the mayor. She also accused Adams' lawyers of all but explicitly asking for what amounted to a quid pro quo, indicating that Adams would help the Justice Department with its immigration priorities in exchange for dropping the charges. Lawyers for Adams deny those charges. Governor Hochul was asked last night if she would remove Mayor Adams from office, as she has the power to do. She didn't say she would, but she did not rule it out. The search is on today for a train robber, not in the Old West, but right here in New York City. Investigators say the man they're looking for used a buzzsaw to cut the locks on a subway train's mechanical box 2 months ago at the Atlantic Avenue station in Brooklyn, then made off with $60,000 worth of electrical equipment. You can see photos and videos of that suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone who knows who he is or where he might be is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. There's been plenty of support for the PAWS Act, a bill making its way through the legislature in Albany that would hold drivers accountable for hitting dogs and cats or any other pet that's on the roads of New York State. The bill was reintroduced a few months ago by State Senator Andrew Gonardis, who tells 1010 Winds that it was recently amended to up the fines for hit-and-run crashes where a pet is killed to $500 for a first offense.
$100 is simply not enough to hold people accountable or to suggest that people have a deeper responsibility to others around them. So the first offense would be $500. The second offense could be up to $750. So really making it a significant fine for driving recklessly.
The bill has still a way to go before becoming law. Right now, it's in the committee phase in the state Senate. Three men have been indicted in connection with an alleged housing scheme in New York City. Authorities say one of the suspects ran a nonprofit that worked with City Hall to find housing for recently released inmates and took in millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks from the other two in exchange for steering millions of dollars in business in their direction. They are facing charges including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. Michelle Fitzsimmons is being promoted today to Deputy FDNY Chief, making the 24-year veteran of the department its first ever woman deputy chief and its highest-ranking woman ever in fire operations. Ahead of today's ceremony, Fitzsimmons credited her friends in the department and all those she's studied with for making a difference in her career and said the promotion is an exciting moment for her because she views it as an opportunity for young girls to see what's possible. Fitzsimmons comes from a family of New York City firefighters, starting with her great-grandfather, who joined the FDNY in 1909. She says she'll be thinking of her family today, but also of the six Probies she came up with, who died in the 9/11 attacks. After a federal appeals court reversed part of his conviction, there's speculation today that former Nassau County executive Ed Mangano could see a reduction in his 12-year corruption sentence.
Prosecutors are hoping that's not the case and have asked the court to reimpose Mangano's 12-year prison term. The Court of Appeals reversed two felony counts against him for bribery and conspiracy. Mangano was convicted in 2019 of taking bribes to help a restaurant owner get millions in loans from the town of Oyster Bay. The court ruled since Mangano did not work for the town, he could not be convicted on the bribery charges. The remainder of the charges were not reversed. Mangano's attorney did not get back to me with a comment. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.